Tatiana Berrios couldn't believe what she saw in her first few months as a freshman at Frankfort High School.
Barely any kids in class. Kids barely came to school because no one really... At Frankfort, no one paid attention. It was mostly you came to the test, you passed.
Before long, the 15-year-old former honor roll student started slipping, skipping classes here and there, leaving assignments undone. By the spring of last school year, Tatiana was straying from the path her father Orlando had laid out.
Just promise me you'll stay focused, don't worry about the outside noise. Did I not, Tatiana, say that?
Yes.
But the environment at the neighborhood high school overwhelmed Tatiana. To her, the halls of the school were full of bullies and drug users. The good teachers who cared were outnumbered, she said, by the ones who spent class time checking their phones or telling life stories.
Oh my God, frustrating that they just didn't care, that students were fighting, not getting along.
As time passed and nothing changed, the idea of trying began to feel useless.
I saw smart kids that were just amazing. Like, they had special talents and they just did amazing things, and they were falling apart in Frankfort.
Her mother Marisol watched as Tatiana sank into a sort of depression.
Her whole personality changed. She went from this bubbly, outgoing person to a person that just wanted to be in her room and not wanting to come out or deal with the world.
Orlando and Marisol knew something had to change, so the parents made to their daughter this promise. After the school year, Tatiana would never again set foot in Frankfort High School. Tatiana Berrios is the oldest of three girls. Natasha is 12. Amelia, the baby, is 4. Orlando and Marisol, whose parents were born in Puerto Rico, are now separated, but remain for their three children, they say, best friends. Tatiana lives with Orlando in Hunting Park.
I grew up on a D block. Everybody called it D block because this is where a lot of drug dealers go. Kind of rough.
Tatiana's sisters live with Marisol near the Erie Tarsdale L stop. Although the family is split between two households, the parents are united in their high expectations. The kids are expected to find careers, not just jobs.
My parents do tell me every day to set a good example, and they always tell me that they don't want my life to be their life. Like, they don't want me to work where he works, because he just...
I'm not saying I don't want you... My job might listen. No, but when I say something like that, it's not that I don't want you doing what I do. It's that I want you doing something that you like to do, you know? Like, not saying that I don't like what I do, you know, but it's a job, you know? We always, as parents, want better, you know? We want you to have more than what we have, so.
Since age 5, Tatiana's dream has been to become a doctor.
I'm still debating if I want to be a pediatrician, genetics. I just want to be surgical until I notice what's inside of stuff. Then I was like, it's too much blood. I'm not a big fan of blood anymore.
To keep those dreams on track, Tatiana lives under very strict rules.
I'm not ordained until I'm 30-something. Or my dad. My dad used to say 40, but he lowered it like 10 years, so 30.
The parents insist on these rules because of what happened to them. Tatiana has heard the story a million times. Her parents met as kids at Alani High School and fell in love fast. Marisol, a year older than Orlando, graduated, and with dreams of studying psychology, was accepted to Penn State's main campus. An essay she wrote helped make the tuition almost free. Marisol's mother had been planning to move back to Puerto Rico by year's end, so Marisol decided to postpone going to Penn State by a semester. In the meantime, Marisol had a part-time job at a pharmacy, and Orlando began his senior year at Alani. But then, everything changed when they found out Marisol was pregnant. The next few weeks were a blur. Marisol's mother moved forward with her plan to return to Puerto Rico, and soon after, Orlando's mother died suddenly of a brain aneurysm. The expectant parents, aged 19 and 18, were overwhelmed and alone.
We had nobody.
The stress mounted. Marisol abandoned her college plans. Orlando was blindsided with grief and anxiety.
It was just a whirlwind, and I actually ended up dropping out of school that same year.
Then, Tatiana was born.
When she came along in the summertime, you know, after she was born, it was just like, all right, I have to go back to school. I can't set that example.
Marisol worked two jobs, so the young couple could get by while Orlando re-enrolled at Alani.
Did day and night school throughout the whole year and actually graduated on time, so I was, you know, kind of proud of myself for that. So
eventually, after years of sacrifice and grinding through shift work, Orlando and Marisol found livelihoods that could support a family. Orlando works in insurance. Marisol's a recruiter for a bilingual telemarketing firm. They promised themselves, though, that their children would never have to live through the struggles that they endured. 16 years later, through two more children and a separation, Orlando and Marisol have watched in awe as their eldest has grown to be a smart, beautiful teenager. After Tatiana's dismal year at Frankfurt, the parents did everything they could to get her out of Philadelphia's traditional public schools. Their top choice, and the school that ended up working out, was Cristo Rey, an independent Catholic school that aims to provide a college preparatory private education to students who otherwise couldn't afford it. 90% of the $12,000 tuition is covered by private philanthropy. Nationally, the Cristo Rey model boasts a 100% college acceptance rate, but it's new in Philadelphia. Teachers are contracted to work very long days that union rules would never allow. If students underperform, the school can compel them to leave. While this model could never accommodate every child in Philadelphia, for Tatiana Berrios, it's made all the difference. Although academically, it's harder than what she imagined, she says she loves the school. She especially values Cristo Rey's work-study program, which has given her the opportunity to work at health insurance giant Independence Blue Cross.
Love my job. Love it so much.
Orlando and Marisol can't believe the difference a year makes. Tatiana is Tatiana again.
I see her maturing when it comes to choosing her own friends. She doesn't miss a day of work. She said that's something she don't ever want to do.
At this point, the Berrioses have moved their middle daughter, Natasha, to Mariana Bracetti Charter School. Amelia, their four-year-old, attends a pre-K Bright Futures program at the district-run Alexander McClure. Although the parents praise the program, they still plan to move her to a charter school for the sixth grade. For Tatiana, chasing her dream of becoming a doctor won't be easy. With biology as her most challenging class, she's already being tested. On the way to her goal, though, Orlando teases his daughter that she'll just have to endure his undying focus and devotion.
We have our little inside jokes, you know, like what is it? Don't get mad at your dad because he had dreams too.
Yeah.
You know, things like that.
For WHYY News, I'm Kevin McCory.